Got your Bible? Go to Hebrews 11. Father, come to you in Jesus' name. We thank you for the anointing. We thank you for revelation knowledge. We thank you that revelation will flow freely, unhindered, unchecked by any outside satanic force. And we bind the wicked one, and I release an anointing in this place and in your home. I yield my spirit, soul, and body to you. Think through my mind, see through my eyes, hear through my ears, and speak through my mouth that your word be spoken in boldness and accuracy. We thank you for the greater one lives on inside of us, and I release angels in this place according to Psalms 103:20. Sell and strength and hearken to the voice of the word in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, in Hebrews 11, we're in a series called Faith to Subdue Kingdom. All right. Hebrews 11. 33, who through faith subdued kingdoms, that's with that S. I might explain a little about that in a minute, but anyway. Wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouth of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword and out of weakness, were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Luke 11:18, put it up. If Satan also be divided against himself, how shall his kingdom stand? Okay? There's one kingdom of darkness. When you see kingdoms, those of sub-kingdoms that he have taken control. I'm going to show you that in a minute, what that is. Because you say that I cast out devil through Beelzebub, verse 19. And if I by Beelzebub cast out devils, by whom do your son cast them out? Therefore shall they be your judges. Verse 20. But if I with the finger of God cast out devils, no doubt the kingdom of God has come upon you. And there's a kingdom collision course that is taking place right now. Amen. Okay? You got the kingdom of God and the kingdom of darkness. Right? Because we understand we're not wrestling against flesh and blood. I was telling someone the other day, anytime you wrestle with flesh and blood, you enter into the realm of hate. You enter into the realm of trying to solve things on the level of the leaf. Genesis 1:26, all right? The church, the body of Christ, is the most powerful force in this earth ever. Amen. Ever. Amen. Because of the power God has set in us. And God said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, and over all the earth. Look at the power in us. We have dominion over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. God created man in his own image, all right? Now, we understand that he's not talking about man's body. John 4:24 tell us what the image of God is. Amen. John 4:24 saying God is a spirit. God is a spirit, all right? Now, if you go there, if you go back, you'll see here that when they say God is a spirit, because he haven't formed the body. Because he created the spirit, but he formed the body. So he is downloading the authority in the spirit. The same authority he had to create the earth, he placed the authority in the spirit of man, human, you know, in our spirit, because we spirit first. Now watch this. Okay, verse 28, watch this. God blessed them, that's empowerment there. And God said unto them, be fruitful, that's the blessing, multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it. Subdue it here means anything that is out of order. Anything that is out of order, you have the authority, Adam, in your spirit to bring it back up under kingdom jurisdiction. Anything that is out of order, subdue it. Have dominion over it, the fish of the sea. Now, we see here that God had given you and I as believers the authority to bring anything out of order into kingdom order. Okay? Because God speak in the midst of chaos, order. Well, in Genesis 1, verse 1, glory to God. I'm going this way for some reason. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Now, if you look at this in verse 2, that root word here, they say with the earth without form, void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. That root word for darkness here is chaos. Everything was out of order. So, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Now, see this, verse 3. Now, let's see how God did it, the Father did it. God said, let there be light. What is he doing? He is bringing order to chaos. You may have a level of chaos in your life. And the reason why people continue to have chaos is because they keep speaking in agreement with chaos. Yes. All right? Now, we understand in Mark 4:35, there was chaos on the boat. But Jesus will have supernatural rest. You know, some of that thing that some people ain't getting in here. Because they worrying about everything. All right? And the same day when the evening was come, he said unto them, let us pass over into the other side. Watch this. And when they sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship, and there was also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind. If you look at that in the Amplified, it talks about a hurricane proportion. There was a hurricane. All of a sudden, this is not by accident. This is not by accident. God did not send a hurricane to test them. The devil sent it to kill them. He arose and waves kept beating into the boat, so it was about already becoming filled. Chaos. The devil sent chaos because he's trying to subdue them under the fear of death. Glory to God. Okay. Put that back in the other verse. Now, verse 38, now we can see the output of what the enemy put in through the input. He was in the hinder part of the ship asleep on a pillow, and they awake him. Master, cares thou not that we're about to die? So what happened? The enemy thrived off that level of chaos to send a message of fear through them that they're going to die. Now, they're on the boat with Jesus, who fed them, healed their family members, and all of a sudden, they think he's going to just let them die. And when you get in an environment like that, oh, that's what that was talking about. Give me a second. I was reading something I had wrote. Until you charged in the spirit, you don't take charge. Now, look at this, verse 39, and he arose, look what he did. He dealt with the wind. Now, this wind, let me ask you this, because everybody in here is a genius. Amen. Can you see the wind?
No, sir.
Can you see it? You only see the effects of it. Amen. See the wind? You see the effects. Some probably blew over or something like that. You just see the effects of it. Now, this is a picture of Jesus dealing with the unseen. He's dealing with the unseen. Nothing changes when you try and deal with things on the same level it was created. Nothing changes. That's why the believers don't walk at the same drumbeat of the world. Because the world trying to change things according to, I call it the level of the leaves. You pull a leaf off, what it does? What do it do when you pull it off? Eventually grow back, don't it?
Yes, sir.
Oh, you had to go to the unseen, the root of it.
Yes.
The level of the leaf. Okay, let me get further with this. Luke 10:19. Let's go there. God never intended for us to solve problems on the same level that was created. Never. Not his people. That's what the world does. Because they don't have access into the eternal, the unseen realm. You don't believe me? Go cut a branch off your tree. Give it 3 weeks. It'll grow back. Because it feeds from a root. I don't know if you ever killed the chicken, cut its head off. It'll still run for a little bit. Then they'll call out. Y'all be acting like y'all, you eat chicken. Why do you think they kill them? So you watching me, don't be sending me, what that, the Peter? Who's the Peter? That what they call them, the animal folks? Don't be sending me stuff. I had some chicken yesterday. I'm just saying. You know, God gave us authority over this stuff, man. All right. Watch that. Behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions. Okay? Now, if you put that in Amplified Version, you're going to get another degree of clarity here. But behold, I give unto you authority and power to trample upon serpents and scorpions. They're not talking about these, they're talking about here. What's behind the black here is demonic forces.
Yes,
amen.
All right? Demonic forces. You know what? Sometimes people get scared to talk about that. I don't know why, but it's real.
Yes, it is.
You're going to have to either rise up or hide. Man, I ain't hiding from no devil. Got too much power for that. So God never, and you got too much power for it too, trust me. God never intended for us to solve problems on the same level they was created. Now, there are 7 sub-kingdoms Satan have invaded and took over. If you go to Revelation 11, let's just look at this, and I'm going to talk about these 7 kingdoms, sub-kingdoms. You got to see this stuff through the Spirit. If not, you'll get programmed the wrong way with the world, and you'll try and solve things according to how the world. You can't solve, listen, the devil will try and put you in debt, financial debt. You can't solve that on the same level it was created. You got to get the wisdom of God. Behold, oh, Revelation 11:15, please, King James. And the 7 angels sounded, and there was great voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world. Now, look at, he's talking about the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord. So now we see that there are sub-kingdoms that had been taken over, but now he's saying they are becoming the kingdom of God. Now, this is something that is happening where God is taking over these sub-kingdoms.
Amen.
Because they have been invaded. Now, let me explain. There are 7 mountains that Satan have invaded and sit on top of. The education mountain. Look, you can look and see how some of that is propagated through fear and how the wrong type of programming, okay? Then you got the religion mountain. I told people that I was telling them about, they say the interfaith thing, where you got the Buddhists, the Muslims, and all that. I don't get involved with that because I just know Jesus is Lord.
Amen.
I ain't trying to argue with people. I just know Jesus is Lord to the glory of God. He is not on the same platform as that. I'm telling you, I'm so programmed for this. That's why you see behind me, Jesus Lord. I remember we had a back to school bash 1 year, and this person came up to me in the community and said, you know, there's so many different God. We just coexist. And yes, I can come and tell. I said, you can come and do what? I said, let me tell you something. Now, I said, first of all, in this place, the ground you on, Jesus is Lord. Everything else is not necessary. I said, so what you propagating is false, as a false prophet. I told the person that because I'm dealing with a spirit now. I said, no, Jesus is Lord. Well, you know, there's many. No, one way. I said, there's only one way to the Father. It's through Jesus. I said, anything else is false and it leads you to hell. I said, as a matter of fact, there is a way that seemed right to a man. And I said, you're choosing the wrong way. And I left. I kept walking. Because, you know, you have to establish to people the foundation of your belief. Now, watch this. You got the religion in the mountain. I'm showing you how the enemy has infiltrated it. The family mountain. Look at what they're doing. The business mountain. You think it's by mistake you have a business and there's someone who ain't say got a business. They get all the business and you know you're doing what you're supposed to do. Oh. Folks, stuff is. I'm going to show you some stuff. The government mountain. Arts and entertainment mountain. Seven mountains now. Now you see what the arts and entertainment doing on TV. That stuff have been corrupt and invaded. Watch this. In the media mountain. You see that too. Propagated with lies to program people. Watch this. Now, I know this. Now, there's scripture here. I'm going to show it to you. And nobody probably don't want to teach it, but I'm going to teach it. Glory to God. I don't care. I'm going to teach it. Revelation 17:9, and you had to watch it because the enemy have invaded those mountains, but it's time for the body to take the mountains back. Watch this, watch this. And here's the mind which has wisdom. Seven heads are seven what? Mountain on which the woman sitteth. This woman they're talking about, you can read about her in Revelation 3, Jezebel, there's a spirit that control the marketplace. This is what they're talking about. So they said the seven heads are seven mountains. Each one of those mountains is governed by spiritual wickedness in high places. All right. You ever been on an interview and you knew you were well qualified?
Oh, yes, sir.
And then you get this letter. Now, how did this person? You know what's going on. If you, oh Lord, go to verse 10. I'm gonna show it to you in a minute what's going on. See, that's why you got to be, you got to. And there are seven kings, five are fallen and one is. Other is not yet come. When he come, he must continue in a short space. Verse 11. The beast that was is not even, he is the eighth. So what happened, those branches begin to grow sub branches. The subs begin to grow more subs because they get embedded into things. All right. You got to take off that mental cap. Catch that in the spirit, what I'm talking about. Verse 12. Watch this. And the 10 horn which saw 10 kings, which have received no kingdom as of yet, because remember the collision? They're vying for power. The enemy is. Why? To change. To prop up his corrupt system that is defiled and cursed in the earth. Watch this. But receive power as king when I would be. Verse 13, this is what I want you to see. These have one mind. Wait. They have what? One mind. And shall give their power and strength to the beast. One mind. Go to verse 14, then we're going to go to Luke. Thou shalt make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them. For he is Lord of Lords. Now, let's go back to verse 13, because I want to show you this one mind, what they're talking about. If you go to Luke 11, I'm laying the foundation for this, so you just got to go through all the scriptures. So, not like I don't give you all the scriptures anyway. Okay? Go to verse 17. One mind, it said, right? All right. But he, knowing their thoughts, and said, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and a house divided against a house falleth. Now, listen what Jesus said. If Satan also be divided against himself, how shall his kingdom stand? It's still standing from what I'm seeing. So Jesus telling me that his kingdom is not divided. All right? His kingdom is not divided. But his mantra is division. Go from Genesis to Revelation. You never see a demon fighting each other. But you see the churches. You can even see it with Jesus. The disciples fighting each other. But you never see a demon fighting each other from Genesis to Revelation. Let's just keep going. He's saying he is not divided. He is of one mind. Watch this. Go back to verse 18. No, 19 is fine. If I by Beelzebub cast out devils, by whom do your son cast them out? Therefore shall they be your judges. Verse 20. If I with the finger of God cast out devils, no doubt the kingdom of God has come upon you. Now you can go back to Revelation 17:13. Satan is of one mind. His whole, all these mountains that he have invaded, all of them come from one mind. That's Satan. I'm about to say Lucifer, same joker. And he perpetrated right down to the ones he got in charge. Okay, let's go to Luke 4. Let's go further with this. Let's see what Jesus is talking about when he was being tempted. As you can look at Luke 4, verse 5. And the devil taking him up into a high mountain. Whoa. High mountain. And showed unto him all the kingdoms. You see that? That's the sub kingdoms of the world in a moment time. Education. Religion. These are mountains. Because all these mountains affects humanity.
Yes.
All right. Watch this. Because we got Jesus showing us something through this. Okay. Verse 6, and the devil said unto him, all this power, because whoever at the head of the mountain have the wealth. He said, all this power, I'll give it to you. And the glory, glory here translated wealth, for that is delivered unto me. So he's showing us, I'm at the top of it. I controls. Whoever do my will, I give it to him. Right? So now, it's not by accident that you say, now, why would they show that on TV? Well, let's see who up on the top of that mountain. Because I don't see no believer there. Because if a believer on the top of that mountain, they can control the content. See, the problem a lot of time what happened to the church, everybody want to preach and they want to be in a different, they want to be in, a, they think the assignment they have, everybody got the assignment they have, is that if they don't preach, they ain't there. No. Your assignment might be on the mountain of arts and entertainment. That's your ministry. Your ministry may be business. That's your ministry. And so if you begin to understand your assignment and not allow the enemy to give you the image of a grasshopper that you I'm just doing business, I'm not that big. And you got to get past that, because what the enemy is doing, he is perpetrating through deception by changing and redesigning the people's images and how they see themselves. Education. Man, that should be a believer sitting at the top of that. That's why they should never took prayer out of school.
Amen.
Never.
Amen.
What happened to church? She didn't stand up.
Amen.
The ones who are anointed to deal with that didn't do it. I understand, yeah, church rolling them up on the Honda, dancing and rolling out and everything. I understand that. But when you in your true assignment, to take a mountain, watch this, because in Revelation, glory to God, all right? Well, I'm at Revelation 17:14. You ain't wrestling with flesh and blood. These shall make war with the Lamb. Who you think making war with the Lamb? It's these enemies that have invaded these mountains that the church should subdue.
Wow. Amen.
You see something coming in your house and you know it's not God, you got to subdue it because you have the authority to do it.
Amen.
These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them.
Amen.
For he is Lord of lords and King of kings. Who you think he gonna use?
Yes,
now watch this. This is who he gonna use. They that are with him are called, chosen, and faithful.
Amen.
When you are in your assignment, you're called for it.
Yes.
Not only you're called, but he go further. You're chosen for it. If you're chosen for it, you equipped for it. Glory to God. Glory to God. That's why you shouldn't fear any man, any person. Because when you know you called and chosen, you are equipped. Jesus told them, he said, if I have to, I can call down a legion of angels if I want to. And the same angels at his disposal is at ours, because he's the head, we're the body.
Yes.
Glory to God. Watch this. Watch this. Okay. Chosen and faithful. Now, these problems... That's why you can't allow the enemy to give you a wrong image of how you see yourself. Man, low self-esteem is the enemy. It's that, let me see. The Jebusite spirit. You know them seven spirits in Numbers 13? When they were going to the promised land, they said, will you not be able to go up against these people, for they are stronger than we, because they were strongholds. And they were focused on their strength. They said, we are in our own sight as grasshoppers. What happened? When the enemy paint a picture of you and you accept that picture, you will see yourself as small. You'll see yourself with no power. And what happened is you'll try and solve problems on the same level they were created. Now, 1 Corinthians 14:2 is the answer to walking in the Spirit.
Yes.
It is the answer, the only answer, and to building yourself up so you can see the image of God in you. Glory to God. Man, I'm trying to. For he that speak in an unknown tongue. That's why the devil fight tongues so much.
Right.
Speak not unto men, but unto God. What happened? Each time I'm doing it, I'm building myself up. I'm building myself up. So now I can see not at it. I can look around. Look, I can see over it. I can see what's behind everything the devil tried to put in front of me. And once I see behind it, I deal with the root and not that seen realm, the leaf. The leaf is temporary. But if I uproot it, that's why he's saying Matthew 15, glory to God. Matthew 15:13, glory to God. Now watch this. But he answered and said, every plant which my heavenly Father have not planted shall be rooted up. Folks, I'm telling you, if God didn't plant it, it got to be removed. If God didn't plant it, it must be uprooted. If God didn't plant it, it must be uprooted. Every plant. Why? Because some plants are poisonous. It will affect the soil. I All right? Now watch this. Now, where I'm at here. Glory to God. Okay, I see where I'm at. If you go to Genesis 41, this is a picture about you can't solve problems on the same level they were created. You can't do it. Not if you're a believer. To make temporal changes, you're going to use temporal solutions. And the leaf will grow back. But for everlasting changes, the eternal changes come only through the word. And they come only when you not look at the problem, but look over it to see the root of it. So he said, that's why he said, you wrestle not against flesh and blood. Anytime you wrestle with flesh and blood, you get into hate. You don't ever let yourself get that low. To hate anybody. That stuff ages you. Because hate and worry run together. Because it's on the back of fear. Okay? Hate and worry run together because it's on the back of fear. Okay? When fear try and creep up in you, you have to speak to yourself. Why do you think that Jesus always told them, fear not, fear not, fear not? Because what happened, you may probably get an inferiority complex and you'll be ruled by your image on the inside. Or how you see yourself. Okay? I don't care if a person, as the world call them, famous. Oh, I can't talk to this person. Why not? They're in flesh and blood. So what happened? You show me your image when you do that. I tell God, do you know how much it was an honor for you to meet me? I remember this guy. Y'all seen him on a movie before. David Keith, one of them. And I was down in California, prayed with the guy, and the guy, me and another pal, we prayed with this guy. This guy got saved. Now, my wife always reminds me, we see him on the movie, you prayed with that guy. Yeah, I prayed with him. But what my thing is, it's the image and how you see yourself. I wasn't even pastoring then either, just to let you know. Now, Genesis 41, okay? Like, ooh, I need the autograph. Why? Why? You gonna forge their name or something? Why? Man, forget that. If you ain't Jesus, don't talk to me about that. Well, that's just me. I had to work on my image. It took me a while to work on my image. Because anytime, I'm not impressed by flesh and blood. Genesis 41. Now this is when, remember when Pharaoh had that dream? Y'all know the story, right? Had that dream about the calf, you know, the seven fine and seven this, you know, the plenty, 7 years of plenty and 7 years of famine. Remember, he had that dream. He was bothered because no one could interpret that dream. The astrologers couldn't do it. The soothsayers, none of them could do it. You remember that? None of them. Now, I was telling the people that in Galatians 5, he said the workings of the flesh is manifested. And one of those things in there was witchcraft. It's a working of the flesh. In other words, it's at this level. Just like anything like lying, stealing, witchcraft is at this level. It only manipulates the mind. That's all it is. So they couldn't even help him. Because you can't get eternal changes from the same level of problems created through witchcraft. It's a level of the flesh. Watch this. Verse 15, put it up. Genesis 41, 15. Pharaoh said unto Joseph, I have dreamed a dream. I was telling them about what dreaming a dream is. Okay. And there is none that can interpret it in the flesh. And I have heard say of thee, now he's talking to Joseph, because he went and got Joseph, because the butler and that candlestick maker guy, he interpreted some dreams, and one of them told the one who lived, of course, didn't get hung. He told them that, look, I remember this guy. And he told him, and now he called for Joseph because he's troubled. He's troubled. Okay? And I have heard say of thee that thou can understand a dream to interpret it. Verse 16. Joseph answered Pharaoh and saying, it is not in me. I can't solve nothing at the same level it was created. But watch what he say. God shall give Pharaoh an answer of peace. I got to go to another level. I'm saying you all are going to another level. Glory to God. You no longer going to look at things like the world see it. Because you got too much power. Watch this. Watch this. He said, God going to answer thee. The supernatural is another level. Now, if you go down to verse 33, you're going to see something when Joseph began to start talking. Now, therefore, let Pharaoh. Now, Joseph interpreted the dream. Now, watch, look at it. He's still under the spirit. He's still under the anointing because the anointing always provides the answer. Now, therefore, let Pharaoh look out a man discreet and wise and set him over the land of Egypt. Watch this. Let Pharaoh do this and let him appoint officer. You see how he have the answer already?
Yes, sir.
He's still up under the anointing because he at another level. It's God got him up under that anointing. Watch this. And take up the fifth part of the land of the Egypt in the seven plenteous years. Verse 30. And let them, he given him the answer. Now go to verse 37. And the thing was good in the eyes of Pharaoh, in the eyes of all his servants. So he walking under this anointing, this supernatural. He's in the supernatural still. But watch this, verse 38. Pharaoh said unto him, unto his servants, can we find such a one as this is? A man whom the Spirit of God is. Now, look what Pharaoh is looking at, okay? He saw another level of wisdom. Where he's seen the answer couldn't come from the level where the problem was created. That's why a heathen. He said, can we find such a man with the Spirit of God? He recognized that was the supernatural. All right? Now, verse 39, Pharaoh said unto Joseph, for as much as God has showed you all this, there is none discreet. And wise as you are, okay, watch this. You should be over my house. Look, he is that man.
Amen.
Why? Because he saw the problem not on the level of the leaf, but he dealt with the root. Watch this, okay? 1 Corinthians 2 and 9. 1 Corinthians 2 and 9. God have called us believers to dominate at all levels.
Amen.
You have to get your image right and stop seeing yourself as a grasshopper. Well, I don't know enough. Well, pray in the unknown tongue then. That's the most. So, but as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have I entered into the heart of man the things where God has prepared for them that love him. Now, look at this, because now, natural eye can't see the things God prepared. The natural eyes and ears can't see that. Now you go to verse 10, and we see here that, but God had revealed them unto us by his what? Spirit. You have to go to another level to see what God see. You have to go to another level to see what God sees. Because for the Spirit search all things, yea, the deep things of God. But God revealed them unto us. He didn't hide them from us. He hid it for us, not from us, for us. So what you have to do, you had to go to that other level to pull it. How do you pull it? 1 Corinthians 14:2. How do you pull it from that realm? For he that speak in an unknown tongue speak not unto men. Now, that's showing you and I, you are no longer operating at the level of the leaf when you're speaking in this other tongue, the unknown tongue. Because you're speaking unto God. Now, let's understand this. You're speaking unto God. Your mind do not comprehend that. Now, as you're speaking unto God, you're building yourself up. You'll supernaturally begin to carve out the image that, see, sometimes we got to, it's like I'm thinking about a block of concrete, how we perpetrate. It had to be carved out to look like something. And so praying in unknown tongue, you begin to carve out something that been there until you see the actual image it's supposed to be. Now, watch this. But unto God. So that tells me when I'm speaking in unknown tongue, I'm activated. I'm activated, but I automatically go to the next level. Because John 4:24 said God is a spirit. God is a spirit. All right. Now, this is very important because as your day is going by throughout the day, you have to, you know, well, God is a spirit. So now I'm communicating from spirit to spirit. Yeah. All right. I'm not concerned about my mind when it comes to that. I may start out don't know what to pray. So I just pray in the unknown tongue. And why Paul said, I pray in tongues, but I also pray with the understanding. Well, why didn't he say I pray with the understanding first? Because he didn't let his mind get engaged first. He let his spirit get engaged. Because as his spirit get engaged, he began to see things more clear from the realm of the spirit, which direct his words. Jesus. Now, look at this. If you go back to 1 Corinthians 14:2, he said, howbeit in the spirit, howbeit in the spirit, because you're praying in the spirit. So howbeit, you're in the spirit. But go to think, you're speaking mystery. You're speaking answers. You're pulling divine answers from the unseen realm. And what it's doing is the pipeline that is downloaded into your spirit. And when things happen, your spirit, that environment put a demand on your spirit, and all of a sudden, an answer come to you, and you don't know why. You don't know how. How did you think of that? You didn't think of that. Because 1 Corinthians 14:14, amen. Oh, Lord have mercy. Amen. 1 Corinthians 14:14, if I pray in the unknown tongue, my spirit prays. See, that's why you can't allow your intellect to block you. And tell me, well, I don't understand it, so I'm going to stop praying. No, you are allowing your intellect to rise above the knowledge of God, which will produce a stronghold. So if I pray in the unknown tongue, my spirit prays. So throughout the day, I'll just pray under my breath. Because Jude began to tell me that praying, building myself up in my most holy faith by praying in the Holy Ghost. So what I'm doing, I'm destroying images from years ago that the enemy had placed in me through my failures. I am destroying images from decades of failure. I'm destroying images that strongholds that held me captive and began to paint pictures in me, and I'm making wrong decisions based off what I see and how I feel. So as I'm building myself up, praying in an unknown tongue throughout the day, I begin to see things different. I begin to say things different. And any problem that I encounter, my spirit already have the answer because it drew it from the wisdom of God. I call it the well of wisdom. And he said, howbeit in the spirit, you speak mysteries, and these mysteries are unspoken to other people. That's why Paul, when Paul was Saul and he got knocked off the donkey in Damascus, that's why Jesus was talking to him, but it was strange. Everybody else couldn't hear him.
That's right. Howbeit, that's a picture of the mysteries. Everybody else can't hear because he downloaded straight to you because it's for you to make changes, everlasting changes in the earth. The unknown tongue is the only way that can break you through. The only way to intercede and not be concerned about the distance between you is the unknown tongue, because there's no distance. Well, why do you say there's no distance? 1 Corinthians 14:2. We know God is seated in the throne of heaven. So how I know there's no distance? For if he's speaking the unknown tongue, I'm not speaking to men. I'm not speaking parallel. But unto God, whoa, there's no distance in space. Come speaking directly to God from the earth. Ain't no space. So I speak what he say and not what I feel. Because if I speak what I feel, the enemy have just got a license to operate on my behalf in the earth. So I'm going to either intercede for God or intercede for evil. How do you intercede for evil? Speak the wrong thing. Because all the power and authority was delegated to the church, the body of Christ. I'm going to say this and I'm going to go. This Catholic bishop in this state spoke something, and he made a statement. He's speaking for all the pastors in the churches. I called him. I said, let me tell you something. I told my name. I said, don't you ever release that you speaking for people you don't know. You don't know me. Well, sir, I said, no, you don't know me. You don't speak for me. I said, you speak for the church you're over and the organization you're over, but you don't speak for me in Washington. Amen. Now, some people say, why would you do that? Yeah, I found this number.
Yes, sir.
Why would you do that? Because nobody have that type of license and authority. To do that. I said, now you may be in fear, but I'm not.
Amen.
You know why I said that? Because I be in the spirit. I'm speaking mysteries.
Yes,
you looking at what you see.
Yeah.
And what it was that he had to hear the governor said things, and you know, I can speak for the church. The church don't need to start. I said, you don't even know who you're talking to.
No,
you tell me when the church start. I don't care who they are. How be it? Because God had been talking to me. And then when God had told me, when that thing came up finally, the enemy tried to attack my body. And that's why I was saying this Tuesday, how, man, you know, I'm a runner. I run 4 days a week. I'm running a minimum of 8 miles per run. And man, God had told me that, and I told my leaders, we starting this day, and all of a sudden this thing came in the back of my leg. And man, it was painful. I thought it was a boil. And the thing grew by the size of my hand. Swole. So every morning, you know, I make sure I walk my wife to the garage or whatever so she can leave. I was hurting that day. She said, you can stay, because I just couldn't get up. And she said, honey, you can. I said, nah, I'm coming down, because I had to, it's this body, it don't control me.
That's right.
And so I went down, I crawled back up. I'm screaming because I'm in pain. I'm like, what's wrong? And I'm laying there. I had to sleep on my stomach, that thing. And I said, okay, maybe I put a hot, she told me, put a hot compress. I'm taking this, and I'm taking communion too. I said, oh, Lord. And so I came to church that day. I was sitting up there teaching. I was bleeding. I ain't saying to nobody. I was bleeding. I barely can walk, really. I was bleeding. The whole time, teaching and smiling, I'm bleeding. I can feel the blood going down. Because I didn't wrap it up. And so my mother called me that Friday just to check on me. And she said, well, because every night I was having a fever. My bed was wet. And she said, honey, buddy,
maybe you need to go to the doctor. I said, no, mama, if this thing's still like that by Monday, I said, I'm just laying down now. I'll just go. And got on the phone with her. And the Holy Spirit said, call your doctor, the televisit thing. Call the doctor. She said, upload the picture of it. She said, Kevin, that's not a boil. Your leg got bacteria in it. I said, ain't this a trip? This one, I'm saying, ain't this a trip? I don't receive this. So she said, I gave you some antibiotics. You can go pick it up. I'm like coming downstairs. Oh Lord, help me! Hopped up into Walgreens, and they said, "How you doing?" I said, "I'm doing fine, cause I'm calling things." And I said, "This devil," I said, "you ain't got no authority to type me like this." So taking the antibiotics, they said, now, you know, Kevin, 2 or 3 days, that thing don't start clearing. We're going to have to, you had to go to the hospital. I ain't going to no hospital. Come up there Sunday, I'm teaching, I'm in pain. I can feel the blood coming down again. It was worse this time. That devil said, I got you. I'm teaching faith. Y'all seen me? You didn't know that was going on, but you saw me. Because someone had called and said, well, maybe you can just have your broadcast. I know, nah, man, I'm going to church. Because I got to make a stand here. Amen. So hopped on out, finished, you know, talking to everybody. Glory to God, finished. And I'm in pain while I'm talking, but I'm just praying in the Holy Ghost. And then I noticed some days later, I'm taking communion every day because I got to make sure God is in his fight with me. In the blood. Yes. He said, often as you do it in remembrance. So he didn't say you to do it one time. Right. You know, in the blood, I said, the blood of Jesus flow through my veins. Yes. Next day began to clear up, this day, and the thing just, and it cleared up. But what I'm saying is that there are some times you're going to have to make a stance. Yes. Because some of that stuff ain't normal. That is the enemy attacking you. And you don't be trying to think on the level that it was created. No. That stuff that come to you sometime, that's the enemy. And you have to just deal with it. You have to speak to that stuff. I was speaking to it every day. I was speaking to it every day. First thing I was about to do is say, call your pastor. And I said, no, I'm going to deal with this fight. He don't talk me too much on this one. I'm saying, I'm dealing with this. I'm going to take it to the realm of the spirit. I'm going to deal with it. And I said, because that devil was mad because I decreed we're going to start. I know what it was. And I'm telling you, there are some times when you're about to make a jump, it seems like that's when everything began to come against you. But he said, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. That's when you switch from your limit to power and walk into his power. Yes. Now, once you make a stand, what I was doing, I was making a stance in the spirit. Everything else had to catch up. So don't give up. Don't give in. You deal with it in the realm of the spirit. And that's all I got. Amen. Glory to God. Now, how did I finish service at 12 and did tour? Ain't this something? Okay. Let's stand to your feet. God gave me a prophetic word this first service, and you probably need to get it. It's a really good word. That thing just broke loose. And I think they recorded. I think they'll probably have that part ready. I don't know. Robert probably have it ready for me around Monday on the website. You can pick it up. This is a prophetic word. Father, we thank you for the word of faith. We thank you for your people. I release an anointing over them. I pray that they are not operating in grasshopper faith. I just heard the Holy Ghost say that. I pray that they operating in Caleb faith. The faith that takes and not the faith that waits. I speak an aggressive level of faith. Whew, Lord Jesus. Man, I'm trying to. Folks, I'm trying to stop here. Father, we just thank you for them that this week will be a week of wonders, a week of signs and wonders. Nothing done in the flesh, but all by the Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen, amen.